We lost a real TV icon the other day. Chuck Barris passed away at 87. Chuck Barris, I will tell you, is responsible for some amazing TV shows. And he didn't necessarily... It wasn't like his face was front and center on these shows. You know, he created The Dating Game. He created The Newlywed Game. Those are shows that were iconic. I mean, you know, nobody had really done that type of show. But probably the weirdest thing he was involved in was something called The Gong Show. That's the theme to The Gong Show. Was it 1976? I think The Gong Show came on. It was the oddest, weirdest. Honestly, no matter what I say here, it's not going to do it justice. Because he was the host of The Gong Show, and he had this wild hair, and he, you know, forget, no fashion sense of any kind. I mean, he'd just go out there. He's just this crazy guy. And the show was, it was just these weird acts that would go out there. There was no really clear winner. It was a game show, but there was no real clear winner of anything because it was all just for entertainment value. So you'd have somebody... Okay, think of American Idol early on in the seasons where they would have the people come out and you knew they couldn't sing, but they were just there for us to laugh at them. Well, that's what The Gong Show was, except the whole show was that, okay? These people would come out and do bizarre things, sing, dance, juggling act, whatever it might be. And then you had three celebs who were sitting behind there in the judges' table. And if the performance was so bad that you actually enjoyed it, so bad it was good, so to speak, they'd get the gong. You wanted the gong, okay? It was just bizarre stuff. And Chuck Barris, by the way, again, as the host of the show, you know, supposedly he claimed to have been a CIA assassin in the past. In his book, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, there was actually a movie based on that, too, in 2002. George Clooney put that movie together. It wasn't a bad movie, actually. But, yeah, he claimed to have been a CIA assassin, which I think was debunked. I don't know. But, anyway, Chuck Barris, rest in peace. Hey, listen, it was the 70s, you know?
We didn't have the internet like you youngins now, you know? We had to make our own fun then.